Asad Rehman from Friends of the Earth in England, Wales, Northern Ireland.
Okay, Asad, what work or fights would you underline of those that FOUNI has been doing in the last years?
Well, I think the work that Friends of the Earth in England, Wales and Northern Ireland has been doing at both the national, regional and at the global level are probably some of the important fights that the Federation is also identifying as being critical issues. So we work very much around the issue of climate change, both domestically within the UK to make sure that we are on the pathway to a low carbon economy, that we're serious about making emissions reductions, that we're tackling climate change, that we're delivering positive solutions to climate change, that we're building support for renewable energy, for feed-in tariffs. We're making sure that the government is the greenest government possible, and that we are looking towards the big transformation that needs to happen to meet the challenges of a planetary emergency. We are now in a moment when we recognise that we are overshooting the planetary limits, whether it's on resource use, on water, on climate, on biodiversity and its ecosystems. On every single level, we are living beyond our means as a planet. And so our programmes on climate do that domestically. Internationally, we work very much around the negotiations, trying to make sure we have ambitious emissions reductions from rich countries, that we have public climate finance, we stop false solutions like agrofuels and carbon markets. We have a whole program that works around food and agriculture that tries to support sustainable agriculture, that looks at the impacts of our consumption of agriculture on countries all around the world, on the land grabs that are needed to be able to provide Europe with the food and resources that it requires, and the impacts on people. So whether that's about the soy production in Paraguay, which is leading to deforestation and the forced removal of communities from their homes and from their land because of the industrial agro processes to deliver these materials, these raw materials that Europe needs, or whether it's our campaigns for rights and for justice, for recognising that without a framework of rights and justice, we will not have the ability to be able to shape the world and make sure that decisions are made in the interests of everybody and that the environment is protected and it's a right for all of us and not just a few.
Asad, when did the group become part of the Federation?
Friends of the Earth, England, Wales, Northern Ireland was one of the original founders of Friends of the Earth International. I think it was present at the meeting in Malaysia when Friends of the Earth International idea was conceived. We were one of the first Friends of the Earth groups, and we will also be celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. So we have a long history and engagement with the Federation. They are very much part of our development, and they're very much part of how we as an organization have grown. I think we've realized from very early on that the many of the issues that we wish to deal with, the many of the issues that we deal with, whether it is at a local or a national level, need to also be dealt at a global level. And to be able to be dealt with at a global level, then you need to be able to work together with like-minded groups, come together, pool collective strengths and ideas and experiences, learn from each other, and be able to make the impacts both on decision makers, but also not only to stop the bad things from happening, but also promote the good solutions, promote the right things, show that there is a better way to live, show that there is a better world that can be built, a more sustainable world in which all of our needs can be met.
Okay, what's your opinion on being part of the Federation? Is it important, and why?
Being part of the Federation is like being part of your family. It's very important to give you support when you need, that you never, in moments when you need support, you can look to your family and they can help provide you, whether that's moral support or political support, or whether they're acting in solidarity with you, not just of northern groups acting in solidarity with southern groups, but also of the south acting in solidarity with the north and its campaigns. also like a family, there are moments when, you know, there are differences and tensions and arguments, but all of those, I think, are processes which you can come through, which leave you stronger, which leave you more united, which leave you with a more common vision, not only of identifying what the problems are, but also of identifying what the solutions. So for Friends of the Earth in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, if we did not have Friends of the Earth International, we would have had to create Friends of the Earth International. I think there are many, many organisations that look with envy at the fact that we have a network that spans every continent of this world, that has groups in every region, that has such different groups, diversity of groups, whether they're groups and community grassroots organisations working on the frontline communities in Asia or Africa, those groups with hardly any internet connection, with intermittent power supplies, difficulties in organising, or those groups where real threats to people's lives are an everyday occurrence because of their work as environmental justice campaigners, or whether you're big organisations here in the north with hundreds of thousands of members and local groups, they are all part and parcel of the same space and the same group. So whilst we are very diverse, that can also be our strength, and I think it is our strength, because when we act together, I think we're an immovable force. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get us all to act together, but I think we as a federation are rising to some of the big challenges that face this world. And I think Friends of the Earth International has always been one of those organisations that has been brave enough and strong enough and willing to take positions and identify problems and step out of the so-called comfort zone and be able to say when things are wrong and speak up for those people who have no voices, and to act for those people who are unable to act, but also always with an idea that we are acting not just for other people, but we're acting for ourselves. So I think Friends of the Earth International is a perfect proponent of you act global, think global, but you act globally and also think locally. So I think we're an amazing organisation, we're an amazing family.
Great, Asad. Awesome.